Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
All of these tent cities around Dublin dominating the front pages again today. This situation can't continue where we have tents being set up, refugees, asylum seekers in them. Then we have these sort of dawn raids where we move people and then new tent cities are set up. We're going to have to put railings around the whole city because this seems to be the only way they're able to move on the tents. So obviously something needs to be done to combat it. It is the front of several of the newspapers. Carry On Camping is the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, of the Irish Daily Star. More tent villages appear across city after Grand Canal clear out. The Irish Daily Mirror, pitch battle. Tents return to the streets of Dublin hours after a major operation to remove asylum seeker camps from the Grand Canal. So we do have this promise from the Taoiseach that immigration issues would no longer be shuffled between state agencies, but opposition TDs later informed the Dáil that tents had appeared at Ringsend and East Wall. So not exactly successful policy so far. The Irish Daily Mail, migrants chased out of their tents by locals. The Mail says that several refugees who attempted to set up new tents in the areas of Dublin yesterday were run out by locals. It follows a government-directed multi-agency clear-out of the latest tent city on the Grand Canal. And over 160 rough sleeper refugees were moved to alternative accommodation and their tents were destroyed. Also, the front of the Irish Examiner has a photograph of railings at our Grand Canal, which is gorgeous, of course. 23 degrees today. People will be out along the canal enjoying the nice weather, maybe having a drink or some food or something like that. And they have these gorgeous railings to look at to make sure that tents aren't set up. And the Irish Examiner says that state-owned sites previously ruled out for asylum seeker accommodation are going to be reassessed because the government is struggling to deal with record numbers of people arriving here. Certainly not a good look for the government. I'm sure Taoiseach Simon Harris will be concerned about the optics of all of this because it's on the front there of four or five Irish newspapers this morning. The Irish Times says that the number of asylum seekers being accommodated by the state has exceeded 30,000 for the first time as the government considers a review of the supports available to those who aren't in direct provision. And we have a total of 7,667 people who've applied for international protection this year as of May 7th. That's up 2,500 since the last figures back in March. So Ireland's still an attractive country for people to seek refuge in and to seek international protection. Speaking of where people live, the housing crisis on the front of the Irish Times. This report from the National Competitiveness and Productivity Council saying that our housing crisis is affecting Ireland's competitiveness as a country. The Irish Times says that the state, according to this council, the state needs to attract more construction workers if house building targets are to be met. And the council says the housing crisis is inhibiting Ireland's competitiveness performance and undermining growth and well-being. Also, we have an increase in whooping cough. I haven't heard of whooping cough in years, but it's a big issue, apparently. The number of whooping cough cases recorded in the state since the start of the year is four times higher than the total detected in all of last year. 11 cases of whooping cough, which is called pertussis. I never knew the official name. 11 cases were confirmed last week, and we've had 77 cases since the start of this year, and we had 18 in all of last year. So something going on, four times more whooping cough cases in Ireland this year compared to last year already. The Irish Sun, Ireland footy ace Shane Duffy will appear in court in July to face drink driving charges. The front page shows a photograph of Shane Duffy on the pitch. The Norwich defender was arrested on Monday after a two-vehicle crash. Inside the papers, we'll have more of this on News Talk Breakfast about the compo culture in Ireland. And 4 in 10 believe that it's basically where there's blame, there's a claim. 4 in 10 people think that easy money and big payouts are reasons for large volume of injury claims. The Irish Independent tells us large numbers of people believe that high volumes of compo claims for injuries are being made because it's easy to get a payout. Many also believe the high value of payments when there's a settlement encourages people to make a claim. This is research for the Injuries Resolution Board, which found 4 in 10 of those who responded feel claims are made because it's easy. Payments are easy to get and there are big payouts involved, which might explain why one third of adults feel the claims process is unfair. There's a lot of fraudulent claims and excessive compensation amounts, according to this research. There'll be analysis of this on News Talk Breakfast this morning. But as I say, there seems to be a bit of a compo culture in Ireland, or at least that is the perception among a large number of Irish people. Staying with the Irish Independent, two stories about abuse and harassment and assault of female candidates running for election. And I mean, regardless of your political views, you have to be able to allow people to go out and canvass. The first one from the Irish Independent is that a man has been arrested on suspicion of stalking Fianna Fáil Senator Lisa Chambers. The Indo says the man is a member of a rival political party and was arrested in the past couple of weeks after being found outside the home of a relative of Lisa Chambers, who's running for the European elections. And then a second story from the Irish Independent: so Lisa Chambers is Fianna Fáil. Social Democrats campaigners have said they were threatened with knives while putting up local election posters in Dublin on Tuesday. Two women in their 20s were putting up posters for Ellen O'Doherty, who's running for election for Dublin City Council, when they heard shouting and roaring. A man came out of the house and roared abuse at the two women, saying the Social Democrats are Nazis and demanding the poster be taken down. Then a second man came out of the house. The two women said the man attempted to grab the ladder and pulled a blade out of his pocket, saying he'd cut down the poster himself. And one of the women who was putting up the posters was holding the ladder while the second campaigner was up on the ladder. And the man said, "Get off the effing ladder. I'll do it. I have my own effing knife." And he made really aggressive eye contact and pulled a knife out of his pocket. They clearly felt threatened. They say it was threatening action. Pretty frightening indeed. I saw somewhere yesterday that you're not supposed to canvass by yourself if you're a woman in the night time because of fear of attack or assault. So it is frightening. Staying with female politicians, by the way, the Irish Examiner has news of Junior Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who did an interview with Hot Press, and she says she wants to be the first female Taoiseach. She said she's been appointed as Minister of State for European Affairs, and says, "We've never had a woman Minister for Finance, we've never had a woman Minister for Foreign Affairs, we've never had a woman Taoiseach. That's three senior positions where we haven't had women. Are women not relevant to those conversations?" And she says she'd love to be Taoiseach. Apparently she sidestepped the question of whether she's ever smoked cannabis. So she was asked by Hot Press, "Have you ever inhaled?" And she said, "I can't be completely responsible for everything I've done at 4 a.m. that I can't remember." I suppose who of us can? Now, two final stories, one from The Star. Irish people love their bangers, it would seem. Irish motorists like to hang on to their cars. Over three quarters of drivers here own a vehicle that's more than 5 years old. So 2024. So a lot of people, actually, when you look around the roads, you will see a lot of 18 and 19 cars going around. The AA Ireland Customer Opinion Survey reveals that 14% expect to ring every last kilometre they can by driving their motor until it stops working. Half of drivers also told how they cover no more than 10,000 kilometres a year, and 60% have paid less than 20 grand for a car. The headline in The Star: Irish drivers love bangers and cash. Most Irish people drive cars older than 5 years. Of course, with the state of cars now, nothing wrong with a car that's a few years on the clock. And the weather, of course, in all the papers, including The Star. I brought the sunshine back from Portugal, it would seem, because temperatures are going to hit 22 degrees tomorrow, I think 23 today. But The Star says that forecasters have warned people to enjoy the sun while possible, because rain returns tomorrow evening. So enjoy this mini heatwave. Met Aaron says tomorrow night there will be a return of rain. Outbreaks expected throughout the night in the west of the country. Sunday is going to be mixed. So essentially enjoy today and tomorrow. Enjoy these few fine days. Those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.